Yeah, oh, dong 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 thing. Or yeah. Is that it?
Well, one would be the ones that they would blow into.
The harp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And or your didn't you tell me your sister played the piano or?
No, then that one of them never did play a piano.
Now, after people got married, I think I asked you about a shivery. Have you ever heard of that? A shivery?
I don't believe I have.
Okay. Well, something, you know, where they would get together and a bunch of people would go around the house where they were and bang on the tin cans and things.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah, we had sometimes they'd bang on them old cannon, or sometimes they would want to scare some of the younger folks, have a rod or string in a can or something, and make a, you know, scary foot. What you call it? I don't know.
I've heard of that, what they would do.
Cool.
Put a nail on the door or tie a string to
the door. Yeah, tie it to the hand, thing. And if you didn't know what it was, it'd scare you.
Yeah, I've heard of people doing that too. Now, about the kind of trees you had here, Vernon told me they used to have a lot of black walnut around here. Is that true?
I did. I got several of them here now. There's a black walnut right out there. And over to our home place is a black walnut. It's like on that field.
You know how much those things are worth? They say one tree can be worth as much as $1,000.
They are. About 8-10 years ago on the Putwood, people gave me about 40 or 50 down tree, and I went down here, a little place next to the branch, and set them all out, and I never did save one of them. Walnut trees.
You mean they all died? Or?
They all died, and I called myself putting them out. Right, you know, but there must have been a dry spell after then or something like that. They didn't make it.
Yeah, do they have to be down in a low kind of tall place?
But, well, they'll grow up on the hill if you get them started. That they end up on a hill yonder. And there's another one or two right down on the side of the woods, that walnut tree. That used to be an old goat. People would gather all them things up and put them up in the smokehouse or pile them up somewhere and bust them through the one of them, hurl them old walnuts.
Yeah, and eat them?
Yeah, man, they had maybe make a walnut cake or eat most things out of them. They were really good. I like them just to sit down, bust them, and eat them. You know, hurl them out and like you do a pecan.
Other kinds of trees in the community that were around here?
Meaning fruit trees?
Yeah, or other trees, you know, just all types.
Well, these things around here this whole place, not first brought up in, it was just covered up in all kind of different old peach trees. There's some of them still here. Them things be loaded down every year. Make some fine peaches. They wouldn't be too big. Just I don't know what kind of peach you'd call it.
Did you have the kind of peach that was real tight to the
That's press. What do you call it? I think that's that press peach. It ain't doing the one that's tight to the seed.
Okay. And the other one is?
Class seed. Yeah. There's some of them still up there in the field around our house up in there. The old field back yon, it was, they don't tell you how many old peach trees was back there. They stayed back there for years and years.
Hmm.
You go back there and gather them things. Mightn't you all old farms then had them old peach trees all out in the field?
Well, I guess it's more what killed them.
I think that's always, and just quit taking care of them, they died out. They could still have them. I think Buddy pulled him up some here this year, and he carried some up from up there where they felt, and he said, you know, sit him out some.
Did you ever have cherries here?
Yeah, just have wild cherries, mostly.
You did?
Yeah, had wild cherry trees.
Good gosh. Now, when you ate a cherry, what would be left in it?
Just the seed.
Okay. Did the wood, would they cut it down and